Hallelujah. Okay, so today we are going to continue with our study of the tabernacle of Moses. You know, like my brother was saying, the tabernacle of Moses is just a picture of you as the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Tabernacle, that is the image.
It is not for book knowledge. But it is there so that you can function as the temple of God. God does not live in cement and block. That would be an insult. Amen. God dwells in a house that has to be eternal. Is it also? When you build a house that will be strong. So that tomorrow you don't build another house. So God is building a house that He will live forever. Don't you understand? Amen. And the only house that can live forever, which God can build, is the soul of man. The soul of man is an eternal dwelling place. Amen. Hallelujah. And God is a spirit, so He has to dwell in a spiritual house. And that spiritual house is your mind, is your emotions, your desire and your will. That is God's spiritual house. Amen. Amen. So we are talking about you and me this morning. What I should be. What you should be. Amen. The house of God is not brick and mortar. It's not even a fellowship. The fellowship is not the house. The house of God are the individuals. Amen. Because God dwells in Zion. And Zion is a people. Amen. And that is why the New Testament Christians have a problem. Because like my brother was saying, we live in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, you go to church 3 times in the year. If you are a male, anywhere you are in the world, you must go to Jerusalem. Amen. So Samuel every year will go to Jerusalem. And even Jesus, He has to go to Jerusalem. At the feast of Passover, at the feast of Pentecost, and the big one, the feast of Tabernacles. Amen. Okay, so we're going to learn some agriculture this morning. We'll learn some agriculture. Agriculture. This morning. Amen. So, in Israel, there are 3 times where they harvested what was planted. 3 times. The first harvest is the harvest of wheat. The harvest of barley. Barley. Was the barley harvest.
What is barley in French?
Barley is a kind of grain. Where is the French Bible? Ruth. Look at the book of Ruth. Ruth chapter 1, the end, the last verse.
Cherchez dans le Ruth chapitre 1.
This one. Ruth, the last verse. Chapter 1, verse 22. There's no French Bible. Yeah, I thought you had the French. Let's take it. Ruth 1:22. Okay, it's coming up. Google. So, there are three seasons of harvest in God. And that speaks of the three levels of resurrection that a Christian should go through. It speaks of the three levels of resurrection of the soul. Because the soul is resurrecting from darkness. The soul is being delivered from Egypt and is coming into the promised land. So the tabernacle is the journey of the soul. Out of darkness, out of the world, into the kingdom of light. And in the light of God, there are different degrees of light. So even if you look at this light, different degrees, different levels. You look at this light, it's different from this light. And by midday, the light will also be different. Amen. That's how it is. So when you look at the tabernacle, you see different degrees of light. So that speaks of the different degrees of resurrection of the soul. So the Bible says that in the resurrection, one star will be different from another star in glory. So you will determine the glory that you will have. Okay. What? Okay, so I should not pass here. Amen. So this is my tabernacle. So I can't go out. So God wants to put you in his tabernacle. So that you don't go back into darkness. Amen. Hallelujah. So this is my tabernacle. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. So we're talking about you. And we're talking about me. Amen. Do you understand? Okay, let me start again because it's very important. God wants to build a house. Amen. And because God is eternal, the house of God must be eternal also. Amen. Every soul will live forever. Amen. Every soul that comes into this world will dwell, is an eternal being. In the heavens. Amen. But what is important? Are you going to be a habitation of light or darkness? Do you understand? So we are speaking of light and darkness. It has nothing to do with whether you ate food this morning, you didn't eat food this morning. That's not the issue. Whether you are married or you are not married. Whether you have a job or you don't have a job. Whether you have children or you don't have children. What is important is light or darkness. I want you to understand that. If you understand it, I'll just get sit down at the bottom. It is about light and darkness. Amen. When man comes into the world, he comes in as a habitation of darkness. Darkness is in him. And he's dwelling in darkness. Amen. That soul must move from darkness to light. And in moving from darkness to light, that means that all over the world, throughout all the ages of God, different people will have different degrees of light.
Different personnes vont passer par différents degrés de lumière.
Depending on the ability of that soul to cast out darkness out of him or her.
Ils vont dépendre de l'habilité sauver ma coquille ou un doigt des uns d'un autre, ya pour bimisa ténèbres ou les
So the whole experience of life.
Alors expérience nous sur yavo moi.
Is to give you the opportunity.
Et ali copé sa yo opportunité.
To change your likeness.
Pour changer le lingue moi vous
Because every one of us will have the image of God.
Parce que nous sommes tous dans l'image de Dieu.
But the likeness that you are going to have, that is the nature and the character of your soul, will depend on the choices you make. It will depend on the spirit you submit to. In other words, you are still being created. I am still being created into the likeness of God. Amen. And this tabernacle is the journey of the soul. Amen. And the story of every soul that has come into the world is the example of how particular spirits and particular natures have been reflected in the soul of every individual.
Les esprits particuliers, les natures particulières, et cela qui peut refléter les différentes âmes au réel amour.
So when you see different testimonies in the Old Testament,
quand vous entendez les différents témoignages dans l'Ancien Testament,
it's talking about how God dealt with different aspects of darkness in the life of different individuals.
Et on a dit ça comment Zambé a salamakamuga différents aspects y a ténèbres na bomo yabatu.
And how they changed.
Et puis comment va tout va changer.
From darkness to light. Amen. So, I was telling you about the story of three seasons. Because there are three seasons in God. And there are three levels of resurrection. There are three levels of coming from darkness into light. You cannot jump from darkness and you go to fullness of light. That is what the Pentecostals are preaching in the rapture doctrine. You blow a trumpet in Kinshasa. Then somebody in Washington will hear the trumpet. Is it possible? If you blow a trumpet here, you cannot even hear it in Brazzaville. Do you understand? If they blow a trumpet in Jerusalem, those who are in Cairo, in Egypt, cannot even hear it. How much more you in Kinshasa? Foolishness. The devil has said we are foolish people. And he has been telling us stories and we have been following him. In the Bible, a trumpet is a message. Amen. Because in Numbers chapter 10, it says, make two trumpets of silver.
Parce que dans Nombre chapitre 10, albibosa la trompette ya solo na argent.
And when you blow the trumpet once,
de façon que sont obéti yango une fois,
the people know that it is a time to go to war.
Batu bakoyeba ke ozangu na okina
musulina. You blow the trumpet two times,
obéti yango deux fois,
you know it's a time for the elders to come together.
Ezangu nga ya bancien ko se réunir.
You make a long blast of the trumpet. Everybody knows this is a preparation for war. Do you understand? So a trumpet means a message from God. And the Bible says when the last trumpet begins to sound, or the seventh trumpet, it is the trumpet of the bridegroom. Don't you understand? Amen. The last trumpet is the trumpet of the bridegroom. It is a trumpet announcing that the bridegroom is coming into the church. Every bride must begin to get ready. Amen. Are you hearing the trumpet? Are you hearing the trumpet? Of the bridegroom.
Trumpet.
Amen. And that trumpet is saying, I am coming to take my bride. There is no other trumpet after it. It is the last trumpet. It has power to change the soul, to prepare the soul as a dwelling place for God. Amen. So that is the message of trumpet. So the doctrine of the rapture is a false doctrine. It's a fairy tale. It's a fairy tale. It's a nonsense story. Of those who do not want to overcome. Of people who are half baked. They are half baked in the doctrines of Christ. Not properly understanding. Because there are three stages. Passover,
Pentecost,
Tabernacle. Amen. Outer courts.
Parvis.
Holy place. Most holy place. And Jesus says, when you plant a seed, the harvest you are going to get may be 30-fold, may be 60-fold, or 100-fold. Amen. When you plant your maize on the, or the corn in the ground, it first brings out what they call the ear. The green leaves. Then he brings out what they call the ear. Then you see the cob come out. Then you have the full corn. That is the fullness of the resurrection. Amen. You must be resurrected. Resurrection is a person.
Resurrection.
Is it not what the Bible says?
It's a person. Resurrection is a person.
You are surprised. He's surprised. Who said resurrection is a person? Who is the one that said? Jesus Christ. He said, I am the resurrection. Amen. So if you are in Christ, every day you are resurrecting. Yesterday was the resurrection. Is that also? Amen. And today shall be another day of resurrection. Every day we are waking up. The dead in Christ are rising every day. Don't you understand? The dead in Christ is the soul. The soul is being restored back to life. The spirit of Christ is in us. The spirit of Christ is in your spirit. But your soul is still dead. Your mind is still locked up in darkness. The head of Saul was still locked up in the temple of Dagon. So of us, we are saved. But our emotion is in the temple of Ashtaroth. Not you, I'm talking about myself. My emotion is in the temple of sexuality. My emotions are in the temple of Ashtaroth. Because when they killed Saul, the men of Jabesh Gilead, his brothers, they went to recover his body. They fought all through the night. They could only recover his body. Because their head was fastened to the wall of the temple of Ashtaroth. They couldn't recover it. And that is the story of you and me. Amen. When you are born again, it is the process of recovery. The mind is still in the dungeon of the devil.
Don't
My mind is a treasure. The devil needs my mind so that he can propagate darkness in the world. So the soul is still locked up. But David said, thou will not leave my soul in hell. Amen. God will not leave your soul in hell. That's why we're talking about the tabernacle. Because it is the process of the deliverance of the soul. The soul must make the journey out of darkness into light. Amen. So when you read Jeremiah 31, verse 31, he says that God made a covenant with the children of Israel to bring them out of the land of Egypt. The journey must begin from Egypt. The soul begins the journey in Egypt. Amen. And it is going to another prison. So it is the journey of the soul is from prison to prison. From the dungeon of darkness to the dungeon of light. Amen. I am going to God's prison. As I'm now in prison. They put me in prison this morning. I cannot go beyond this church. Amen. So God wants to put you in prison. In the prison of light. It's called the most holy place. It is guarded by cherubims. For you to enter, you must be like the cherubims. Because when you enter, they throw away the ability to come out. When you cross into God, the ability to come out of God.
Okay, you will not be able to come out of your bed anymore.
Do you want to come out when you go in?
No.
So when you go in, you are not coming out. Amen. Right now we go in and out. Is it not so? Now you go in and you come out. Sometimes high, sometimes low. Now I want to go in. And I don't want to come out. Amen. That is the prison house of God. But there are some people who do not have the ability to go in. They are losing the ability to go into God. Don't you understand? And some people are losing the ability to come out of God. Some people are losing the ability to go into God. So the movement is in two directions. Some people are becoming more dark. Others are becoming more light. At midnight. Somebody will cross into light and cannot come out. Another person will go into darkness and cannot come out. Amen. That's what's happening now. Darkness is rising in the world. The light of God is also rising. Don't you understand? Amen. For he said, behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. And great darkness the people. But the light of God will arise upon the people. And his glory will be seen all over them. That's Isaiah, is it not? Amen. So, I'm saying all these things just to emphasize one point. That you are the temple of God eternally. That is the call. Amen. A call is different from the experience. Many are called. Few are chosen. And few are faithful. Many are called to the outer court. Few have chosen to enter into the holy place. And very few are faithful. In the Old Testament, it was just one man that could enter. That man is Christ. Amen. So if you want to enter, you must be in Christ. It's not a trumpet that will blow in Jerusalem that will take you in. You must be in Christ. And you must walk in the Spirit. So that the Holy Ghost will baptize you into Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. So there are three seasons. Let's go back to that. Passover,
Pentecost,
and then Tabernacle. Amen. The first season is Passover. And it is the example of the barley harvest. That's what I was saying. Good. And in Israel, that was the first harvest. And that was when Ruth came back to Bethlehem. Yes, Ruth. Ruth had left Judah, left Bethlehem because there was famine.
Ruth alongwaki na Bethlehem pour la nzala.
Sorry, Naomi, not Naomi. Naomi had left because of the famine.
Naomi alongwaki pour la nzala tika ki Bethlehem.
But a time came when bread was restored, and then she went back. And she went back with Ruth. And the first experience of
Ruth
was the Passover. So that was the first experience.
What is the experience of the
Passover? And the first experience of the church was Passover. Martin Luther.
Martin Luther.
He said, "The just shall live by faith."
Alors, le juste vivra par la foi.
That was the first visitation of God.
What is that? Visit the Libosho in Zambia.
Amen. And men began to be born again all over the world. That is the first season.
What is that season in Libosho?
Do you understand? Amen. Now there was another season.
Il y avait une autre saison.
The season of Pentecost.
Saison de la Pentecôte.
Okay, in 1904, the high point of Pentecost was in 1904, 1905, 1906, 7, and 8.
Alors, Nangongwe Sangatia Pentecost, Ezalaki na 1906, 7, 8.
Good. When there was a great Pentecostal revival all over the world. Because that is the second season. Amen. And out of that revival came many churches. Apostolic faith. Église assemblies. Église four square. Église Baptist Church. Different churches.
Différentes églises.
And that revival.
Et ce réveil
brought missionaries to Congo.
Yango esala ki ke ba missionnaires baya na Congo.
When the Makongo, no, when the Kalongo was the head of the Congo Empire.
Tango Kalongo esala ki.
Do you know it?
Roi d'empire Congo.
Do you know Kalongo?
Kalongo, yes,
I do. You know Kalongo, huh? Kalongo was the ruler of the whole of Congo. That's when the first missionaries came to Congo. In fact, one of the Kalongos was a Christian. Was a Christian. One of the Kalongos was a Christian.
Moko, yeah, one of the Kalongos.
Yeah, was a Christian.
Moko, yeah, Kalongo, Azalaki Christian.
And not just him, many of them, as they were preaching, as the gospel began to be preached, many of them converted and became Christians.
Alors, tant que l'évangile est bandit pour la prêcher, parce que mingi, namboka na yona babandi pour ma converti.
Amen. So it was a time of great revival all over the world. But out of that revival, the church has formed denomination. Just like the end time people are trying to form a denomination now. Amen. So will you become a denomination? This church, will you be a denomination? Will you be a denomination? You can be. Yes, you can be. And then God will go beyond you. You will be a church and then God will live and go beyond you. God is not interested in church. He is interested in the souls of men. Amen. As long as your heart is open, he's there with you. If you form a denomination, he moves on. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you understand? Yes. Yes, yes.
Do you mean that all the churches where they have denominations, God is not there?
Very good question. Very good. C'est très bien question.
Question, madame.
Amen. Jesus said.
Yes, I'm writing.
It's not everybody that calls me Lord, Lord that will enter the kingdom.
Ce n'est pas mon Seigneur, Seigneur, me dit à propos ta bouche dans l'angai.
Is that true?
Est-ce que c'est vrai?
Did Jesus say that?
Est-ce que c'est vrai, Bongo?
It's not those that call Lord, 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 Lord that will enter the kingdom. If you go to Kinshasa today, now, Allah.
Sikoyo.
Everybody is calling Lord, Lord, Lord.
Seigneur, Seigneur, Seigneur.
Yahweh Sana.
Yahweh Sana.
Yahweh Zambe.
Zambe.
Everywhere Zambe. Is it? God said it's not everybody that is saying Yahweh that will enter. But only those who do the will of God are the ones that will enter. Is that what the Bible says? I want to hear. Is that what the Bible says? No answer. Is that what the Bible says? Yeah, you don't want to answer. Okay, let's read this in the Bible. Let's find it. Amen. Maybe you don't know it. So let's read it today. Yes, Matthew 7:21. In fact, read from 15.
Car de tous les faux prophètes viennent à vous en témoignant de vrai. Mais pour des anges, ce sont de vous la seul. Vous le reconnaîtrez à leur fruit. Cueille tant de raisins sur des épines, ou de figues sur des chardons, tout bon âme porte le mal. Mais les mauvais arbres portent des mauvais fruits. Un bon arbre ne peut porter des mauvais fruits, ni un mauvais arbre porter des bons fruits. Tout arbre qui ne porte pas de bons fruits est coupé et jeté dans le feu. C'est donc à leur fruit que nous le reconnaîtrons.
I think the answer is very clear.
Le verset 21.
The answer is very clear. This is from Jesus.
I want to read it.
So the answer is very clear.
réponse est claire.
It is not, it's not say no. Yahweh. You must do the will of God. What is the will of God? For you to be a son. That's what we saw yesterday. The longest dimension in the tabernacle is to be a son. The highest achievement, the highest offering you can bring to God, the thing you can do to please God is to be a son. So it's not to shout Yahweh, son everywhere. But, are you a son? To be a son means that you're obeying the Holy Ghost. It's not just to know, but you do. So, God is not interested in church. Church is good. Church will bless you. It will protect you from armed robbers. Because you pray for yourselves. And God will protect you. You don't have food, you pray, God will give you food. After all, He gives the flowers food. Why would He give you food? If you are sick, He will heal you. Just like He heals all the lions and elephants and things all over the world. He heals them. Why won't God heal you if you pray? He will heal you. So those are not the things. It is the healing of the soul that's important. And that is the new covenant. So I will put my law in the inward part. I will write my law in your mind. Amen. So that you will know God. He said that you will not need to tell your brother know God, because everybody will know God. You don't need pastor. Do you understand? Why do you need pastor when you are a temple? This one is the temple. Okay, good. If you are the temple, who is the priest in your temple? Is it me? The priest is the soul in your temple. Your mind is the priest. Amen. That's what we are going to this morning. So in the Old Testament, the priest was a man somewhere in Jerusalem. When you want to bring an offering, you give him your goat, he will kill it for you. But in the New Testament, Jesus said, I am the Lamb of God. In the New Testament, Jesus, a person, is the Lamb. Amen. And in the New Testament, Jesus is the resurrection. And He is calling us to come into that experience. So that's why the first law for interpreting the tabernacle is to realize that you are the tabernacle of God. And in John chapter 2, let's read it. John chapter 2. John chapter 2, verse 18 to 22. 18 to 22. Can you read it?
Jean chapitre 2, verset 18 à 22.
John chapter 2.
Yes,
18. Yeah, go ahead. Okay, somebody, go ahead. Somebody's reading. Okay, yes, let them read. Let the young people read. Yes.
C'est pourquoi, lorsqu'il fut ressuscité des morts, ses disciples s'essoufflèrent qu'il avait dit cela, et ils crient à l'Écriture et à la parole que Jésus avait dit.
So, what is he saying?
Azolo Bani.
Yes, who can tell us? Among the young people.
Parmi ma jeune.
Among the young people, who will tell us? Okay, you want to try? Tell us. That's how she wants to tell us. Summarize it. What is Jesus say? What did Jesus say? Yes, you can say. Yes. Yes, what did she say?
Said what was
really. No, I want to hear what he said.
Okay. He said that Jesus was addressing to the Pharisees and he destroyed the temple and he rested after 3 days. So they were just wondering, saying, it took us 46 years to build it. How could we rest up in 3 days?
So, what lesson did he learn from it?
Alors, qu'on a lesson in your account.
So, what is Jesus saying to you?
He's able to do anything.
Is that what he said there? Did he say Jesus is able to do everything? That's not what he said. What did he say in that place you read? Wait,
wait.
Okay, read it one more time. You children, you come, you are not listening. Listen. Listen. Go on, read. I'm telling her to listen. Écoutez. Read. Écoutez. Okay, I should move around. So what do you learn from it? Okay, which other young person wants to answer? No, he's not a young person. Yes. Look at them.
Bilingue.
Okay, for now he's a young person.
No,
okay, we accept you, a young person. Yeah, answer. Merci.
Yeah. He's saying that when Jesus went into the temple, he kicked all the people out. I think it's going to be clear.
Après cela,
then when he was coming out, they asked him to show a miracle. And he told them to destroy the temple that was built by his son. And I will raise it up in 3 days. So the Jews were not able to understand that he was talking about his body. He just meant that he was asking them to kill him, and he will build his spiritual temple in 3 days. So when I understand that when we are born again, God begins to build this spiritual temple. That's what I understand.
Mm-hmm. Tell him that the story is very long that he told us. So make the story short. So what did you learn from that
story?
Short. The story is long, short.
I just tell us that I'm lying.
No, don't explain. Just go straight to the point. Because we are like those Pharisees. And that's why I have stopped. The message has changed. That's why God has stopped me, because we must settle this matter this morning. So what do we learn from the story?
Okay,
you are near it. There's another young person. Let's accept that she's young.
What's on the thing is that Jesus was not talking about a physical temple. Mm-hmm. He was talking about his body.
About the body. Mm-hmm. Which body?
Il ne parlait pas des temples physiques. Il parlait his own body.
His own body.
Yes.
Jesus is in heaven.
Yes, you are not alone.
So forget about Jesus. What the story? What do you learn from it?
Bosana Yesu. Mongo pona yomoko histoire wana e apprendre oni. Okay.
Right.
He says that when we are born again, the old body is destroyed.
Which body? Which body?
The old one.
Old? Which old body? Which one?
Old. L'ancien corps de qui?
Your body. You. Hey. Temple of God.
Yonde temple ensemble.
Okay, when you receive Jesus as your...
Not when you, when I.
Avec comme vous te le quand je reçois.
Okay, when I receive Jesus as my Lord and my Savior, I am resurrected.
Good. Not just that's one. Two, that she is now the temple of God.
Okay.
So the light is coming into her.
Maintenant, lumière est déjà cachée dans elle.
Fire is coming.
Le feu.
So are you ready?
Est-ce que vous êtes prête?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, good. Yes, let's hear from her. Okay, I should go. Okay, speak loud.
Okay,
he says that Jesus was talking about the church that what he understands, the church, and that church is the body of a man.
Which body of a man?
Ours.
Ours. Who is ours? What is her name?
Elise.
Nzambe. Inside Elise. Amen. That is the New Testament. You see, the problem we are having, why we are not overcoming, is that we have Old Testament mentality. Them. That is the Old Testament. In the New Testament, me. I am now the temple. Do you know why we prefer the Old Testament? Because we are afraid. We are afraid. Because you know, when you say you are the temple, and God is coming into you, that you must change. And I must change. I am not ready to change. So it's very good to say them. Amen. Now, what does Emmanuel mean? Who can tell us what does Emmanuel mean? Emmanuel.
Emmanuel est pour le banin. Signification Emmanuel.
Yes. What?
Jesus with us.
Us. Who is us?
Nous là c'est qui? Tanga kombo no ya lingi o tanga kombo na yo.
What does Emmanuel mean?
Emmanuel lingi is that it? Jesus in me.
In me. Where are you? Is in the leg, on your soul, on your mind.
Where? Na yo wapi na lokolo na in my body.
Body. Jesus in her emotions. Jesus in your mind. Jesus in your desire. Jesus in your will. That is Emmanuel. Amen.
Amen.
So we must make the transition. From Old Testament to New Testament. And that is the journey of the tabernacle. You see, if you don't understand it, then everything I'm going to say will just be head knowledge. The fullness of God is coming now. Today. Today, He comes more. Tomorrow he is going to come again. Every day he is coming. Because this is his house. He is coming to dwell in. So that means there is a work of preparation within me. Amen. So it is speaking of a relationship. The rapture doctrine.
He's
saying then. Says, in the resurrection we shall change. And it is a false doctrine. The true doctrine is saying that I am Emmanuel. Emmanuel is going to be here. So that means the way I think will change. So when I think of marriage, I will not think of Congo. I will think of the Bible. When I think of enjoyment, I will not think of Congo. I will think of the Bible. When I think of, having a good time, I don't think of Facebook. How many people here on Facebook? If you're on Facebook, raise your hand. I am also on Facebook. Facebook.
Ouais. Il pas Facebook.
Because of my children, so that I will see what is happening on Facebook. How long do you spend on Facebook?
It depends.
How long do you spend in your Bible? 5 minutes.
10 minutes.
The Facebook 3 hours. It's not only her, but do you see what we are saying? So that is the change we are speaking of. Okay, and then when we go on, we are going to see the practicality of what we are
saying.
Okay, so let's come back to the temple. So yesterday we ended at the gate. So we are going back to the gate. Yesterday I said at the gate of the tabernacle there are 5 colors. The blue, the red or scarlet, you have the purple, you have the gold, and then white. So those are the 5 colors. Now these colors, they have a meaning in your soul. It is saying of the change that must happen. Remember, the soul is going from darkness into light. So these 5 colors, they are the promise of God. It is a declaration God is making of what will happen to your soul, of what will happen to my soul. The gold speaks of the nature of God. Now, what is the nature of gold? Gold, when you put it in the fire, is purified. If you want to take away all the impurities and the dross in the gold, you throw it into the fire, and the fire will purify it. So God is saying to you, I am going to change you. Amen. I am going to change you. So if you don't want to change, go back. Don't bother coming. Because when you come to God, you must be ready to change. So you cannot come to God and you hold your opinion. This is where I stand. I am not moving from here. I am from Bakongo. I am not going to change. Go back. You are not ready. Amen. So if you are coming to God, then you must be ready to change. Because God is going to throw you into the fire. And the fire may be hot. So, can we think of one man who was put into the fire? Daniel, isn't it? So Daniel was thrown into the fire. When he came out, was it the same man? It was a changed man. Because he had exercised dominion over all the animals and the beasts. In the lion's den. When they threw him into the real fire, when he came out, he had a testimony. Amen. So that is the promise of a Christian experience. That the nature will be changed. That there will be trials.
Okay.
There will be tribulations.
Tribulation for you.
But that is the instrument through which God will use to polish our character. So, how do you reconcile it with the prosperity message? That says you are a sweatless winner. Is there any sweatless winner here? If you're a sweatless winner, can you raise your hand?
Sweatless winner.
You don't want to be a winner. You don't want to be a winner.
Vous ne voulez pas être un vainqueur?
Well, God says you are gold. You must enter the kingdom through many, many, beaucoup, beaucoup tribulation. Amen. And the Bible says, I have been old and I have been young. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, or his seed begging bread. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and the blessings will be begging, they will be begging you, they will follow you. You don't follow them, they follow you. Amen. You don't need to have a night vigil for breakthrough night vigil. Is there anybody who goes for breakthrough night vigil here? In Eglise La Kinshasa. Eglise Kinshasa International. For breakthrough. Okay, nobody is doing that. Okay. It's a waste of time. Amen. God says you are gold. Amen. The more you go through the fire, beaucoup, beaucoup blessings. Amen. That is the doctrine of Christ. So, right from the beginning, prosperity message out. God is saying you will be like me. Amen. And God, when you follow God, everything in God grows. The Bible says the righteous will flourish like the palm tree. Have you seen the palm tree? Dry season. It is green. Rainy season. It is green. When the storm comes, the palm tree will burn. It will burn. It will burn. It will start. That is the righteous. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the righteous. He didn't say you will not bend. It will bend. It will bend. It will come back. That is the Christian. Amen. So the Bible says you have to build your foundation in the rock. And when the storm comes, when the tribulations come, the house will stand. Amen. Okay, so that is gold. And we can go on and on and on and on about gold. You can see gold everywhere. The vessels that you find in the outer court, we are made of bronze. But the ones in the holy place and in the most holy place, we are made of gold. So it is speaking of judgment. Brass speaks of judgment. So the soul must be judged. for all the activities in which it has been involved in. The carnality must be judged before the soul comes into a higher dimension. Okay, let's look at the white. We've spoken of the white, that is piece of righteousness. And we've given the example of the palm tree. That the palm tree will flourish. Every year the palm tree grows straight. The palm tree is straight. And it is an example of righteousness. So God wants us to grow. To become straight people. When people think of you, they should think of somebody who is straight. He says, that has loved righteousness and hated wickedness. So it is in nature we must have within us to love righteousness. Now the next color is the blue. And blue, you look at the heavens, it's all blue. The blue speaks of mild color, you know. A color that is mild. A color that is cool. A color that is sober. And it speaks of love. Amen. So when you come out, you see the love of God. It is there every morning. It is there in the night. Sometimes the storm will cover the cloud. You don't see the color blue anymore. What you see is a black cloud. Sometimes life is like that. Everywhere is dark and gloom. Then when the sun begins to come, the cloud moves away. So it means that the darkness that you see sometimes in your life is not permanent. It's only there for some time. If you persist and turn to God, the sun of righteousness will arise and the darkness will blow away. Amen. So when you are in the time of darkness, your faith is being tried. Persist in God. Amen. Very soon he will send a wind. The east wind will come. And it will blow away the darkness. And you will see the love of God once more. Amen. So the Bible says the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. That because of his goodness we are not consumed. It is there every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Anywhere you are, you will see the blue. You don't need to look for it. You don't need to search for the blue. And if you look in your life, you will see the blue. Amen. Hallelujah. Someone says, count your blessings, name them one by one. And it will surprise you how many great things God has done for you. Someone says, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and what he has done for me, say, my very soul will shout hallelujah. Amen. So that is the blue. Speaks of the love of God. And we should also show that love one to another. Now, the next color is scarlet. Is a red color. Is a color of blood. And it speaks of redemption. Jesus gave his life for our life. It is blood for blood. Amen. And it speaks of the redemption. Yesterday we spoke so much about redemption. That the redemption is the grace of God that comes to us through the tribulation. And Jesus, in order to redeem us, had to suffer. Amen. And in through that suffering, he brought the grace of God to us. And then we see the last color, the royal color. Do you know the royal color? It's purple.
La couleur pourpre.
See the dress our sister is wearing? Is that correct? That's purple, is it not?
Pourpre.
Okay. So it's the royal color.
La couleur royale.
It is the color of dominion over darkness.
La couleur de la domination du colon la ténèbre.
The Bible says, blessed is the man who endures temptation. For when he is tried, for when he has been tried, that he will overcome. And God will give him a crown of righteousness. Amen. So God wants us to have dominion over darkness. In our families. The darkness in our family. We must overcome it. The darkness in your tribe. You must overcome it. The darkness in your nation. You must also overcome it. That's what the scarlet color is. Sorry, the purple speaker. Dominion. Over darkness. You cannot rule over a spirit you submit to. That is the first law of warfare. If you want to fight with somebody, the first thing you do is to rebel. So I will no longer submit to you. It doesn't mean you are free. It's just that you say, I will no longer submit to you. It doesn't mean that you are free. It just says that you have declared war. Okay, the man will tell you, you have been my servant from beginning. And you will continue to be my servant. You say, no, I will no longer be a servant. Then he will now come against you to force you to continue to be a servant. Amen. But if you say you do not want to serve the Spirit, and you submit to the Spirit, and you submit to the Spirit, that means you are not serious. Spirits get their power from men. When you submit to a spirit, it gets power to bind your brother. When your brother submits, he gets more power to bind your sister. When the sister submits, he gets more power to bind everybody in that family. When that family submits, he gets power to bind everybody in the tribe. So that's how the spirit has been spreading. So if you want to break out of that, then you have to declare war. So that's what God is saying here. As you come into the tabernacle, you are registering to be a soldier of Christ. Yes, I am ready to fight. To deliver my soul from hell. Will the devil clap for you when you want to leave hell? So, let's clap for Alphonse. He doesn't want to stop me again. Is that what the devil will say? He will attack you. He will break down your car. He will go and attack your village. He will attack you in your work. He will send people against you. He will do anything to make life uncomfortable for you. Somebody say, no, I don't want trouble. I have a holy sister. Go home. Do you hear what I said? Pack and go home. Go to Grand Hotel and enjoy. That's where people who want to enjoy go. Go to Grand Hotel and enjoy. You don't want to be a Christian. Because Bible says, no man that worries entangles himself in the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. So we are soldiers of Christ. So, and God has called us to come into this warfare. So those are the five colors. And you can see even from there, there's a lot of message. But we have to go on. So we come to the first experience. I'm looking at some people. You know, we are doing introduction. Now we are starting. It's not introduction. That's introduction we are doing. Amen. Okay, you want to stand up? And sing Zali Zambe. Let's stand up and sing Zali Zambe. Then we'll sit down. And then start our country. Is that agreed? Or I should go on? Because I've just done introduction, I've not even started. So we can speak in Zali Zambe for 2 minutes, then continue. Well, you decide. But if you sing, you must stand up. You must stand up. You must stand up. Hello. Where are you people? Hey, Hannah, where are you? Fine girl. Eh? Have you got to the house? Okay. Alright, where are you? Where are you? Okay. Sorry, I was preaching. We are just taking a short break. Alright, love you. What are you eating? You are eating fish. You are enjoying. Okay. Okay, love you. Welcome. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Praise the Lord. Glad with you. Where's the tissue? Let's have some tissue. Okay, so we've had enough introduction, so we're moving straight. We are taking a break by what time? Is it one or two? By one. Okay, so 1 hour. That's enough time. Amen. Okay, so the first thing we'll be looking at, it's the outer court. And when we come back, we will look at the holy place and most holy place. And we will talk about the boundary of the holy place and the most holy place. Now, in the outer court, there are two experiences in the outer court. They are very, very, very important experiences. The experience of the first one is the altar.
Experience ali bosso e alina hotel.
And this altar is made of brass.
E hotel uyo e za fabriki na erin.
So it is a brass. It is a brass altar.
E za hotel d'erin.
The second place.
Deuxième place.
Is a basin.
E za bassin.
That's made of brass also.
Toujours fabriqué na erin.
That contains water. So it's called the brazen altar. Brazen altar and the brazen laver. So it is an altar and then a basin. Now, the altar.
Hotel
is the first experience of someone who is coming out of darkness. And the second experience is the experience of consecration, of sanctification, and baptism. Amen. Okay, so I should take it again. The first place is the altar. And the second place is consecration, sanctification, and baptism. Now, the altar has four sides. So I'll give you the scripture. For those who are writing, so you can study it. So this altar of brass, you see it in Exodus 27, chapter verse 1 to 8.
Concernant l'autel des reins, faut qu'on en voit dans Exode chapitre 27.
No, I didn't say. No, we're not going to read it. Exodus 27,
1 to 8. Exode chapitre 27, verset 1.
And Exodus 38,
Exode chapitre 28,
verse 1 to 7.
Verset 1 à 6. Exode chapitre 28, verset 1 à 6.
You also see it in Ezekiel chapter 1, Revelation chapter
4,
and Revelation chapter 5. Amen. Something is telling me that you are not concentrated anymore. Why? Why are you tired? Il est fatigué. Pourquoi? Why are you tired? The lunch is not ready. Is the lunch ready? Pourquoi? Okay, so let's be concentrated. Let's be attentive. Then we will go for lunch.
Yes,
I rest. But we're fasting, so there's no lunch for you. So why are you losing interest? If you go away from here, you just go and sleep. Okay, so let's be attentive. So this altar has four sides. And it speaks of the soul. And in the soul, you have four natures. This altar had four horns. It speaks of the power in the soul. It speaks of the willpower. It speaks of the ability in your mind. It speaks of the power in the soul. In your desires. And in your emotion. That's why there are four horns. Amen. And those horns must be bent. They must be judged. That's why it is must be judged. It must be broken and judged. So it is a message of death to self. It is a death to self message. Self must die. So Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. So that is the message.
Yango de message.
And it is made of brass.
Yango esalami na matière obengi
en. And brass speaks of judgment.
Et puis matière oyo est signifie signifier jugement.
Jugement. Yes.
Je n'ai pas très bien compris par rapport à l'ensemble des hôtels. Et puis la question que je veux poser, est-ce que c'est sur cet hôtel-là que un chef de l'armée, en fait non, le frère de en fait, Absalom, je crois, il était allé, il s'était réfugié dans le temple sur l'hôtel pour que on ne puisse pas le tuer lorsque la maman de Salomon avait demandé pour lui la femme de la vie.
Okay, he has two things. First of all, if you can come back to talk about the shape of this altar, he's not speaking it right. And also, he wants just to know if this is the place where Absalom went, or was it Absalom or his brother? He went to refuge himself.
Was his brother?
His brother, yes, when they wanted to kill him.
What was that man's name? Adonijah.
Adonijah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, good. The altar has four sides. Okay, and each of the sides was 5 cubits.
Et puis chaque point qu'ils ont mesuré 5 cubits.
Each side was 5, so it was square.
Chaque côté ils ont mesuré 5.
And then.
Parce que c'est carré.
It has a height of 3 cubits.
It was
raised by 3. Height by 5. And the horns were broken. So those 4 corners, they speak of the 4 natures in the soul.
Alors, 4 points pour yo, et j'allais pour le 4 natures.
So you ask the question.
Alors, si nous disons,
why will God judge the soul? Who will tell us why will God judge the soul? Let's ask our young people again. Why will God judge the soul? Why will God judge the soul? Is the soul innocent? Or the soul, has it committed or done anything bad? The Bible says, the soul that sinneth shall be judged. Do you understand? Is the soul that has sinned? So the soul must be judged. Do you understand? So those are the 4 natures. So the judgment must begin from the soul. And that's what the brazen altar is all about. Judgment of the thoughts. Judgment of my emotion. Judgment of my will and of my desire. If Christ is going to come into my soul to live, that means he has to clean it. He has to make it pure. I remember the soul has a nature of darkness. It's dark. So this is the process in which God begins to judge the darkness within the soul. What does the Bible say about the soul or about the heart? The Bible says that their heart is wicked. Sorry, that's not very correct. My heart is very wicked. Not your own. My heart is very wicked. It's evil and desperately wicked. So you should pray for me. That God have mercy on my heart. Amen. Then when you finish praying for me, you start praying for yourself. Do you understand? That's why we're in fellowship. You pray for me, I pray for you. So I'm not telling you I am perfect, then I'm not praying for you. We pray for ourselves. Because the heart is wicked. Desperately wicked. The heart is a dark place. The Bible says that the carnal man hates God. Romans chapter 8 says the carnal mind is enmity. He's an enemy of God. So let's put it this way. Is there any enemy of God in this room? Pray for me, I am an enemy of God. Pray for me. There is something in me that doesn't like God. Do you understand? There are something in me, many things in me that don't like God. So Paul says that even when I want to do good, evil is with me. That's why the soul must be judged. I must bring those things to God every day. David says, search me, O God. And that evil thing, find it out. And judge me. Amen. Do you pray that prayer? How many of us pray that prayer? Say, God, search my heart. Search my heart. Show me the wickedness in me. So Jesus said, it's easier to see the evil in your brother. So first of all, remove the log in your eye, then you can see brightly to help your brother. So it's called brokenness. It's called brokenness. That is knowing that I have the same fault like you. If you deal with me on the basis of perfection, that is, you are always looking at the fault in other people. If I look for a fault in you, I will see it. That's right. Why are you wearing? Why are you wearing wool when it is on? Your dress is wool. You wear it in England, not in Congo. You should wear it in England, not in Congo. That type of dress. You should wear this type of dress in Africa. You see? You have fault. If I look more, I see more fault in you. If you look at me, don't mind me, it's a short man. You're not a short man. I'm not tall like Roland. If you look more, you see more fault. Everybody here has fault. So if you are only seeing the fault in another person, you will not go forward. Amen. Hallelujah. So the Bible says, if God should mark iniquity, you will not start, you will not go anywhere. God doesn't look at you and say, no, I'm only seeing the evil in you. No, that's not God. So that is the message.
C'est ça le message.
That the altar speaks of the judgment of the soul. The judgment of the natures of the soul. that this soul
était
has been a priest in the temple of Baal. Do you understand that? Did you hear what I said? This temple, this altar was here first. Before he said, I will now go inside. The soul has always been a priest. The priest is not the man wearing white collar with a blue shirt. Amen. The priest is the soul. And while it was in Egypt, it was functioning as an altar of darkness. Before you were born again, you are a priest of Congo, Bakongo. You are worshipping the gods of your father, of your tribe, and of your family, and of your nation. So you come in, God begins to bring judgment. And the first judgment is the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus must be applied on the altar. Amen. So for you to be saved, you must receive the blood of Jesus. You are not saved by building a church, coming to church, doing good things, being a good boy, being a good girl. That's not how you are saved. It's the blood. The blood must be put upon the soul. The Bible says the life of the flesh is in the blood. When this soul was in the world, it was a dark place. It was doing its own thing. And the spirit of the soul was dead. Do you understand? The spirit was dead. There was no communication between your spirit and the spirit of God. So the soul was a widow. Do you know a widow? Who is a widow? A widow is a woman whose husband is dead. That is the soul of an unbeliever. And anybody in this place who is not yet born again, that is your soul. It's a widow. The husband is dead. God is dead. Hallelujah. You are in the world, but as far as you are concerned, God is dead. God doesn't know who you are. He doesn't even know you exist. That is the way you think. So it's like the soul of a beast. The animal had a soul, but no spirit. It cannot communicate. There are some people, they stay 1 hour in the presence of God, they are tired. The capacity for God is so small. It is because the soul is so far away from God. When your soul is close to God, you will not be tired. Just like me. After some time, I say, God, I'm tired. After some time, when I stay in the presence of God, I say, I want to go and rest. I want to go and eat. I want to go and watch ball. I want to go and watch television. I want to go on Facebook. Because my soul is tired. Amen. When our soul is begins to know God. David said, one thing have I desired. And that is what I will follow after. That I may dwell in the temple of the Lord. To behold his beauty. And to inquire after him. How many people have gone for a party before? Disco party. They stay there for 6 hours.
They're
not tired. Amen. When we are in God. You go there for 3 hours. They're not tired. Amen. But when you come to the things of God, after 30 minutes, oh, they're wasting time. It's showing the soul is far from God. So it must come to judgment. To begin to pull it. God told Moses, I will meet you. Inside there. So, the Spirit of God begins to pull you. Begin to pull me. And while he's pulling you, say, no, I want to go out. I want to go and enjoy. Amen. So the Spirit of God is pulling us closer and closer to God. So this is the first experience. And in Ezekiel, he said there are 4 living creatures. Those living creatures speak of the soul. He saw an eagle.
Eagle.
It represents the mind. He saw the lion. It represents the emotion. He saw the ox. And he represented the will. The will. And he saw the face of a man. Representing the emotions. So you see, from that place, God begins to walk on the soul. Do you know the lion? Simba. There's a lot of Simba in Bakongo. The Simba of Congo. Yeah, it's a dangerous man. No? The Simba of Congo is a dangerous man. Anybody that crosses your path, you tear the person to pieces. You get angry and tear the person to pieces. That Simba of Congo, God must judge it. And God must slay it. Amen. So that is what he's saying. The eagle of Congo, you know there's eagle in Congo. It flies very far from God. The Holy Spirit must bring it close. In the morning you read the Bible. You go out to the street to enter the taxi. And you say, Where did I read this morning? You can't remember the scripture you read this morning. It has flowed away. Amen. Do you understand? The mind is very wild. Must be brought back. It speaks of the pride. It's a piece of deception. These are natures that must be brought. And the will and the desires. So, you are the temple. Your mind is the priest in your temple. That's where the offering must be brought. The offering is brought in the soul. You do not go to church. You are the Eglise. I don't know if you understand. Do you understand the message? This is church, the soul. In this church, the mind and the emotions and the desire and the will are the priests. It is how you feel that is the worship. It is what you think that is the worship. The culture of a people is the worship. So when you say you want to keep the culture of your people, you are speaking of worship. And culture means the way of life of a people. It is the way of life of the individuals in Congo that make up the culture of Congo. My lifestyle is worship. Who I am is the worship. It's not my money, not my dollar. Even though that one is also worship. Because it's blood. You got the money by sweat. And sweat is blood. So that's the offering. Amen. So in the New Testament, worship is what happens in your mind. What you are thinking about me is worship. What you are thinking of God is worship. That is the sacrifice. In the Old Testament is different. And that's why God wants us to begin to change our attitude. So I think we're going to stop. I see that many people are tired. So we'll take a quick break. We will break. And then when we come back, we will continue. If you want us to continue. If you want us to continue, we will continue. And then we'll see how far we can go. But the message is that in the New Testament, you are the temple. And you are also the priest. And the offering is the offering in your soul. Amen. Amina. Amina. Amen. So it has changed. Amen. Worship is not on Sunday morning like today. Adoration is every day. Do you understand?
Yes.
You understand?
I understand.
Good. So worship is not on Sunday morning.
Alors adoration est ali dimanche à tombeau et dimanche.
It is on Friday afternoon.
It is not.
It is. Friday afternoon.
Est ali pourquoi il y a vendredi.
Friday evening.
Pourquoi il y a vendredi.
On Thursday morning.
Donc les amis colonios.
On Wednesday evening.
Is that lundi? Is that mardi?
On Wednesday evening.
Okay, that's what we're
on Tuesday by 11 o'clock, that's worship. Amen. It's not a fixed day. Every day is worship. Because you are the temple. So Jesus said, pray without ceasing. You pray without ceasing. Because you are the temple. Amen. And when we know that, when we realize that, then our life will change. We know that the things we do every day is worship. And those are the things that please God or do not please God. And that I am a priest. It's not the elders that are the priest. I am. So I must have an offering to bring. So when I come to fellowship, I'm bringing my own offering to give to God. Amen. The offering is not preaching. It is my heart. Jesus said, you must worship God with your heart, with your mind, with your desire, with everything within you. That is the first and great commandment. Pastor will tell you different. Pastor said, I am the pastor of the Greece. If you want to worship God, you come through me. Amen. But Jesus said, no. You are the temple. And you are the pastor inside the temple. So worship God inside your heart. When we come together, many temples have come together. So we are the city of temples. Amen. So there are many temples here. God, this is the city of God. In the city of God is a city of temples. Amen. Different temples. In my father's house there are many mansions. Many dwelling places. Amen. Praise God. Okay, so any question? Before we take a break, I see that we have done very well. We thank God. We have done very well. Praise God. So, is there any question? We will take the questions. And so you can go home and think of the word meditate. Oh, what was it? Okay.
About churches. Ask a question and say.
Yes.
All the denominations church will not be saved.
Okay. Is it with the name that is the issue, or?
Well, it's about the translation, because he was translating denomination as name.
No. Denomination is not church with name. You don't know. Good. And then what did you translate?
Yes, I said
okay. What did you translate?
I said, to denominate means kopesa Combo. Ce n'est pas ça.
Ouais.
C'est ça.
Posa Combo, this one. That is not that is not denomination.
That's what
you translated.
Dénominer quelque chose, ça c'est français. Aligala c'est quoi?
So the problem is the language, and the language is fighting God. The language is fighting God. Good. So the question is, what is denomination? So the answer is that denomination is church. Denomination is church.
Alors, dans sa réponse, il dit dénomination veut dire église.
Denomination is a religious club.
Dénomination, c'est un club religieux.
Do you understand? Denomination is an organization.
Dénomination est une organisation.
This is how we pray. This is how we preach. This is how we do. So everything is.
Donc c'est comme ça qu'on prie.
Okay, it is man's organization.
Donc, Ezali, organisation y a mon tour.
If I did what I wanted to do, the message would have been different. What I said is not what I planned to say. When I came here, the message changed. Do you understand? That's the difference between organization and God.
What is the organization and
God? Jesus is here.
Yes, you are.
So he's in control. In organization, pastor is in control. Elders are in control. So you have elders, then you have congregation. That is denomination. So in the morning you go to church to hear what the pastor will preach. You are in a denomination. But when you are in fellowship with God, you yourself, you have an offering to bring to God. Amen. Because you are the temple. You are having fellowship with God. And when you come, you have something to give. The other person has something to give. So say, when you come together, everybody has something to offer. That is not organization. Because God is ministering and walking in the midst. When you come, you have a problem in your heart. Somebody say, I had a dream in the night. I saw Brother Celeste worried. Let's pray for Celeste. Say it is true. I have a problem in my church. And we pray for you. And God gives you a miracle. That is fellowship. In denomination, nobody cares about your problem. You come and sing from the hymn. Zalizambe. After 1 hour, you go home. Your problem is still there. It's not fellowship. So which one is better? So that's what God is calling us for. A living fellowship. Not organization. Amen. So everybody is following God. Somebody has a dream. The other one has a vision. You come together, there is life and excitement. Nobody is the pastor. But you know, in the end time, the elders are pastors. How about here? Who are the pastors here? Do you want me to show you the pastors here? Are you sure? Should I show the pastors here?
If she's there, you can show
him. Okay, let me ask you. Is there any pastor here?
No.
Are you sure?
Not at all. Wait, but one pastor.
Or two pastors.
Okay, but.
Okay, here, maybe that.
Shepherd, Jesus.
No, not shepherd, pastor.
Pastor, no pastor here.
So when you are coming to fellowship.
When I'm coming to the fellowship.
You have an offering in your heart.
Yeah.
You're not looking for brother so and so. Say, brother so and so will preach today. So let me go hear what brother so and so will do today. You don't do like that?
No.
Are you sure?
I am sure.
How about the other people?
I don't know.
No, let's finish that one first. Don't worry, we'll come to your question. Let's finish this one. Don't worry, we'll come to your question. Bengala. Amina. So, how many pastors here? You know, man always wants to have a pastor. When Jesus was there, they said, Jesus is our pastor. Jesus ran away. Amen. So, if you have pastors, means you have missed God. It is not saying you don't have leaders. An elder is a small organization God has put in the church. Just to make sure that things are alright. Amen. It has something to do with fellowship. When we are before God, we are all equal. We are all sons of God. And we should all have an offering to bring. We should not be looking up to one person who must bring. It is true that there are different gifts in the body. The gifts will function. Amen. And the functioning of the gift should not stop you from bringing your own offering. So the gifts will function according to the grace they have. I am not saying that you are more important than the other. Amen. So everybody here must hear from God. He's not saying all of us must read and share from the scripture. But in our heart, there is life in our heart. So our heart is speaking. You understand? We all are preaching from our hearts. And there will be life in the fellowship. So that what I'm saying is what God has already told you. And there will be an agreement. Do you understand? So there is a flow of life in the fellowship. But in the pastor, the fire is dead in the heart of the people. There is no fire. It's only the pastor that is preaching his sermon. And it should not be so. And that's why I have stopped. Because I was being a pastor. You are no longer, there was no more fire in your heart, so I have stopped. When there is fire in your heart, then we will start again. Amen. Because the things I'm saying are the things in your heart. So I'm just speaking what's in your heart. That's what I'm saying. I don't know if you understand. That's the difference of denomination and fellowship. Papa Robert has a question. Okay, and I think somebody else also had a question. So let's hear from him. Yes. Go ahead. Ask question.
Find the verse
where,
what I'm looking for.
Let him say, then we'll find it.
Okay.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Ephesians chapter 4. And 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Amen. Yes. That is what we will do when we come in the afternoon. So we will talk about it. Then, but we can, let me just mention it now. The Bible says that when you come together, somebody has a song. Somebody has a doctrine. Another person has a dream. Another one has a testimony. It's complete. Everything is complete. So when you come together, the different ministries will function. But it's not the only thing that happens. Okay? So when you come together, if there is somebody who has a teaching ministry in your midst, and God has showed him a doctrine, you will say, brethren, I have something I want to teach you about. Like I've been teaching you since yesterday. It is doctrine. That's not the only thing that should happen. This morning he shared a testimony. He said, brethren, I have a testimony. Yesterday, Sister Geraldine said, I had a dream. This is the dream I had, or a vision. Somebody said, oh, God gave me a scripture to read to you, and I read the scripture. Somebody says, I have a prophecy from God. And you give your prophecy. So when you come together, the gifts that you are talking about will manifest. So we're not saying that those things should not function. The different gifts are different from pastor. The pastor practice in the church. Is when the people in the fellowship are not waiting on their ministry. Waiting on. Do you know what it means to wait? Explain to him. When you wait on your ministry, that means you know God has called you as a teacher. So you go to God and wait upon him to give you what to teach.
Okay. C'est-à-dire que quand vous allez dans le ministère d'enseignement, au moment d'imposer c'est la zambe après ça yo.
If God has given you the ministry of songs, you wait on God and God gives you a song to sing when you come to fellowship, not just any kind of song.
So qui vous allez dans le ministère, il y a
If God, if God has given you a prophetic ministry,
you
wait before God and He gives you prophetic burdens for the fellowship. When the body gathers together, say, God has showed me something about this or about this, and He shares in the fellowship. You are not waiting on Brother Ronald or Brother Celeste. Everybody is standing in his own ministry. That is how it should be. But in the pastor, everybody is looking on to Brother A or B, or a few people say they are the only ones that will be doing everything. That's wrong. I don't know if you understand what you are saying. Yes, yes, yes. So let's what is the other question?
There should not be among you many teachers.
That's right.
So, he says that, for example, here when we gather, people are sharing, you know, he thinks that it's possible that they are here. Huh? So, beaucoup de gens partagent. He says that when you have many people that teach, it's possible some can just go astray.
That's right. And it's not bad to have questions. So the more questions, the better.
Alors, as I mentioned, que ce n'est pas mauvais d'avoir des questions. Plus vous avez des questions, c'est mieux.
Okay, good. Yes. So you are saying something. Yes.
Okay.
Sure. Yes. No, let him ask. Yes. Go on.
Yeah. There should not be among you many teachers.
That's right.
Parce que celui qui transmet la parole de Dieu doit avoir.
Because the one that transmits the word of God must be overshadowed, must be covered.
The teacher is not the pastor.
Okay. Montaigne.
No, no. Problème pasteur, ça c'est une autre paire de manches que je connais.
Okay. He says that.
Okay. Translate what I'm saying.
Okay.
Translate.
Vous allez monter, topé, topé, enseignant. Is a different pastor. Okay, then he says that he's touching another point not concerning the pastor.
Tell him I know what he's saying. And that I agree with him. That in the Bible,
dans la Bible,
it's not everybody that teaches doctrine. As he's saying. Example.
For example,
if you look at the New Testament,
Paul
alone wrote almost all the doctrines.
Paul
wrote almost all the doctrines. Most of the other people who wrote their books, they have exhortations. But most of the doctrinal points came from Paul. It doesn't mean that Paul was a pastor. But he stood in his ministry. As an apostle. As a teacher. And he brought the doctrines. So we're not saying that everybody here must be a teacher. No. But what the Bible is saying is that everybody must be a minister. You minister life. Amen. Good. So God is saying we should all be ministers of life one to another. And in doing that, we are different kind of vessels ministering life. Some are called as teachers. Others are called as evangelists. Others are called as different type of ministries. So everybody in the fellowship has a ministry of ministering life to the body and to God. And so in the midst of it, then there are different ministries. So like I said, when we come back, we will deal with it. When we come back, we will deal with it. I'm just summarizing it. Amen. Okay. Any more questions? Oh, yes. Land.
How these people will get also the words to come out of the
come. Okay. Fire up with a question. I'll be the book,
So it's very simple.
Is that simple?
The Bible says at midnight, the door will be opened, and all the wise virgins will go in, and the door will be locked. Amen. When Noah entered into the ark, do you know what the Bible says? God Himself closed the door. Noah entered the ark, God Himself closed it. So if God closed the door, that means nobody can open it. Do you understand? So as the closer you go to God, if God is dealing with you, when you go out to the world, you will not be happy there. Is it not so? If you go out and you are happy, it means that God is not dealing with you. So the more God deals with you, the shorter the time you spend with the world. So you will come to a time with your relationship with God. You don't want to go out. You are just there with God all the time. There was a young man, his name is Joshua, is it not? They went into the presence of God. Some of them were speaking in tongues in the time of Moses. All the other people went back. And they said there was one young man, Joshua, he didn't go back, he continued to stay in the presence of God. Do you understand? He said, I don't want to go anywhere, I just stay. So that's an experience. Where when you go to God, you don't want to leave. There's another woman, her name is Anna. the prophetess. See, since her husband died. Where her? Anna. What happened to her? She was ever in the temple. She didn't go out. Amen. Why that is happening? There are some people who were with you in fellowship. They have gone back. Amen. And you say, please come. There's a fellowship. You say, no, I'll come tomorrow. You take the fellowship to their house. They will go to the village. So we are coming to your house today to have fellowship. 1 hour to the time. He said, Tata Robert, my grandfather has died. Don't come to my house. Because I'm going to see my father in the village. It's okay. Come next month. Next month when you feed the fellowship. Say, Tata Ronan. The director from Nairobi is visiting my office. I can lock up for the fellowship. I will come next week. Next week. They say we have a course in London. You say, Roland will tell Papa Robert, oh, I'm tired. This brother is not interested in fellowship. Let's leave him. When he wants, he will come to us. After 1 year, when you ask about him, he say he's a big man in Brazzaville. He's lost. Isn't also so the people here with you, where are they? Those who were with you here 2 or 3 years ago, where are they? Amen. Amen. He said, Demas has forsaken me. That's what Paul said. Demas has forsaken me. He has loved this present world. He has gone back. Amen. So why some people are going forward, others are going back? So you have to determine where you want to go. Amen. So that's what we're talking about. It's real, very, very natural. Okay, so we can pray now. Okay, you see, we are closing by 1 o'clock. Okay, question? Yes? Don't.
Inviting the familiar spirit to rule over your house.
Okay.
So what will they do? Someone that has already done.
Oh, someone that has already done.
Yes, he has paid.
Pray. Pray for you. I will close the door. Hallelujah. Amen. So, what did he say? Yes, we're going to do that. Tell her that we're going to do that. We'll have time to pray for the couples. who have paid dues. Amen. Then we'll pray for those who have not yet paid dues. So that God will help them to find a way through. Amen. They will pray for people like Baraka. Who are still praying? That God will help them. Amen. To find a wife or husband. So that they will do better than the brethren who have gone before them. Amen. So that shows we are making progress. Amen. So people like Baraka, they will not have children before they get married.
Amen.
Interpret.
Amen.
I interpret now. So all the young girls who are here will not have children before they get married. We will not know any man before they get married. Because that means they have not married. They are married now. If you go and meet a man or a woman before marriage, it means you have married. Amen. So you keep yourself until marriage. Amen. And when you marry, no dot. You will give gifts, which may be of more value than even the dot they are asking you for. If dot is $500, you bring $5,000.
It's
hey. This in-law, beaucoup money. They will love you. Good. They say you bring $100, you bring $5,000. I say this is from my heart. They will say, don't go away. Come, Lord. Come. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, it's better. Because they don't know. This is a better method. To bring gift from your heart. Because uncle will get money. Auntie will get money. Brother will get money. Sister will get money. Even the neighbors will have something. Everybody will be happy. It's better. Hallelujah. But if you don't have $5,000, and they say she bring $100, you can bring $10 and give them. See, this is what I have. But it's from my heart. And my heart is of more blessing than the money. Say amen. Amen. But normally they want those. So it is the counsel of God. So when we want to obey God, God will help us do the right thing. So we are going to pray for everybody. Amen.